Good evening, this is How Much the Doggy, and this is a podcast reply to Mr. Magic's Something Big podcast thread. Well, there's that old Chinese curse, or at least, as John F. Kennedy would say, the Chinese curse that says, may he live in interesting times. And like it or not, we do live in interesting times. Now, you gotta ask, do we live in interesting times because they are interesting, or do we live in interesting times because we're more aware of the interesting things that are going on all the time? I think it is that we're more aware of what is going on all the time. And that when we're hearing all these doom and gloom predictions, especially if you take a wander through the ATS predictions and prophecies section, you're going to come across a lot of people who say we won't live to see the end of the year. And I'm sure before the year 2000 there were people who said, oh, we're not going to make it past the millennium bug. And then there were the people who said, oh, John Titor, 2005, Civil War was all going to go to crap. Now it's 2012, and various dates in between here and there, and then what are we going to do on January 1st, 2013? Has anyone figured out a date past then? Really? But jokes aside, I am aware myself of the certain sense of urgency and the certain sense that something's going to happen, something good. It's not so much that something bad is going to happen, it's something momentous is going to happen. And I think that we're just going to reach a plane of awareness as a civilization, that we suddenly shake off the leeches and the alarm's going off telling me to press the button. Sorry about that. That we're going to reach a certain level or plane of existence where we realize that we're being ridden like racehorses, and that we need to just shake the little jockeys off our backs and get on with life and get to solving problems in this world practically and with a common sense approach, where we're just going to shake it all off. And I'm just waiting for that day. I've heard many predictions and many prophecies about the future, and I always remember this particular case where this English TV program took five people and hypnotized them and said, oh, you're in the future now, project yourself into the future and tell us what the future looks like. And the one that stood out was the lady who came back and said, well, in 20 years time we're all going to be wearing orange robes and riding around in little electric cars, and we'll all know the meaning of life, we'll all be very happy. And that was the first time that I actually heard a good prediction about the future, because every prediction we hear is generally very, very bad, and that something big and something bad is going to happen. And I just, do we need that as a race? Is it something that we need? Because you go back to the Assyrian tablets, would say 3,000 years BC, they're talking about the world falling apart, and children don't obey their parents, and everything's going to pot, and we're all going to die, and the world's going to end. That was 3,000 BC, and you know, they're still saying it now. So make up your own mind. You're going to live today for today? Are you going to live cowering in your bunker somewhere? Because something bad may happen tomorrow. And that's all I got to say about that. Good night.